Very good afternoon. I would like to begin by thanking you for this opportunity to participate in the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action for our Ombudsperson's Office with our NHRI. We think that it's essential that we have participation from the different human rights protection mechanisms. This is the case regionally and universally. The national human rights institutions play an essential role in follow-up on the implementation, on the effective implementation of international human rights standards. In our NHRIs, we ensure that there is equitable and fair rule of law, promoting universal respect for the rights of all rights for all persons. Our cooperation with regional and international actors, also including civil society, is essential. In our office, we believe that the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, the DDPA, has significantly contributed to the debate on the implementation of human rights or the enjoyment of human rights universally, giving visibility to the Afro-descendant population, promoting their full participation in all areas of public life, in our society, economic life, and political life in our many states. It also helps to reposition us in the global debates on racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and all related forms of intolerance, focusing also on the state's obligations to defend these rights, including in the current state of affairs. I appreciate this venue to speak also of the challenges that we have identified within our NHRIs when it comes to promoting the rights of people of African descent. As we see it in Latin America and the Caribbean, the inequalities that have an impact on the Afro-descendant communities is unknown. It puts us in a position of greater disadvantage and equal access to dignified working conditions, housing, education, reproductive resources, and the justice system as well, among many others. Addressing these inequalities requires the promotion of actions that lead to the elimination of structural barriers. They continue to limit the development of people, communities, and peoples that are of Afro descent. This includes the need for legal landmarks nationally. This is part of the work that our NHRIs are doing, including the Costa Rican Ombudsperson's Office. This provides follow-up on the implementation of international standards, affirmative action, plans and programs of work, and public policies. We also believe that through the proclamation of the International Decade, we are beginning to see the real possibility of promoting respect, protection, and enjoyment of all human rights and fundamental freedoms for people of African descent. As we see it, the international community is the right place to make progress in the consolidation of these rights. However, participation is difficult globally, particularly in Latin America. We need to avoid slippage in the protection and promotion of human rights, particularly women and youth of African descent. Hence, it is essential that we promote in our NHRIs the strengthening of the areas of action. This includes the promotion and protection of the rights of persons of African descent here and around the world. We are working within the format of the Paris Principles and through the Global Alliance of Human Rights Associations, GANRI, and regional bodies in the Americas, specifically RIMFA. Costa Rica is leading the working group on Afro-descendant persons through RINCA, the regional group. We are promoting on the regional level national human rights institutes articulation and cooperation so that we can have specific areas of work for the people of African descent, and particularly as we near the end of the international decade. Just one moment, please, says the speaker. Yes, for us, It is essential, as I was saying, to continue to promote these areas of cooperation. And this necessarily means that the NHRS must participate in the studies, assessment, and defense of the rights of the population. This allows us to join forces in providing oversight of these legal instruments, national and international. These are the result of work of your working group and other UN mechanisms. But Costa Rica and others follow the law on affirmative action for the persons of African descent in Costa Rica. We lead the efforts in eradicating racism and also education and sport and employment. In Costa Rica, we work to comply with the law that's in place for the elimination of all forms of violence in sporting arenas. We also ensure that there is compliance with the international human rights enshrined in CEDAW and CERD. In Costa Rica, we are going through the UPR process currently. It is for this reason that the International Decade is a fundamental step when it comes to bringing visibility to the population and to positioning ourselves institutionally in our states to promote these states' efforts to reach these objectives. But we realize now that a decade is not enough to reach these objectives and to bring about the sustained and systematic progress that we seek at all levels. Among the initiatives that we have prioritized, we would say that we need to work more with the UN permanent bodies, such as the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent. We hail that body, and we are awaiting the next session, but also the work done with the NHRIs. To this end, we have formally requested that the High Commissioner and the Permanent Forum establish a venue for an intersectional table for an exchange of lessons learned, challenges, and best practices between NHRIs, experts, and civil society. We trust that through this and other joint efforts, we will be able to make significant contributions to the compliance with the decade's goals, as well as leading to a broad discussion on a second decade, during which we very much hope that the NHRIs throughout the Americas, and of course around the world, be strategic actors in the follow-up of a new plan of action for the promotion of the rights and defense of the rights and interests of people of African descent. Much obliged.